Paulinski admits to defrauding campaign contributors who gave him between $20,000 and $40,000 for a re-election bid to the Milwaukee Common Council. Paulinski instead used the money for other things. Federal prosecutors allege the alderman needed the extra cash because he was living beyond his means. While some campaign donors say they give to politicians because they like the person and don't seem to care how the money is used, U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic says the law is clear.
We really just have a fundamental fraud question that we have in all these federal white-collar cases. That is, was the money solicited under false pretenses? That's what we alleged. He told the contributors, if you give me money, I will use it for my campaign. His plea agreement admits that he intended to use it for non-campaign purposes.
Under the proposed plea agreement, Paulinski will have to reimburse the contributors. The U.S. attorney and Paulinski will jointly recommend that Paulinski go to jail for 8 months, although a federal judge could impose a different sentence. Paulinski has also resigned from the Milwaukee Common Council after apologizing to his colleagues and constituents during a brief speech. Another former Milwaukee alderperson is already serving 8 months in jail for misusing federal funds, and a third alderperson is fighting federal charges that he took bribes. U.S. Attorney Biskupic, a Republican appointee, says it's sometimes easier for federal prosecutors to take over corruption probes from local DAs.
That's not to say they can't do it. Obviously, the district attorney's offices in Dane County and Milwaukee have brought their charges. I think this is just another slice of an overall effort of all prosecutors on all levels to make sure that public officials are held accountable for wrongdoing.
Biskupic says he does not anticipate any more Milwaukee aldermen facing federal charges. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.